chaos is everywhere.
Hey everybody, this is Jonathan Gilchrist. I'm just topping in here to tell you about the granddaddy of all our podcast, Chaos is Everywhere. Chaos is Everywhere is our longest running podcast at 100 episodes, where we watch anything and everything that strikes our fancy. So sit back with your friends, watch a movie or a TV show, and learn about all the weird trivia and production notes that went into making that TV show, and definitely get a few laughs. That's Chaos Everywhere, every other Wednesday. We'll see you soon, everybody.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
There you go. All right.
My phone also just went weird as I was trying to do that, which doesn't make me feel confident, but we'll see what happens. It's going to be fun in June when we have to change. Well, I have to change the whole format of how this works. But right. We'll get to that when we get to it. Hey, everybody, welcome to Chaos Frontier. I'm your host, Jonathan Gilchrist.
Oh, shit.
That guy over there wants to secede, but doesn't know what state he's from. That's Mr. Artie Vice.
Yeah, yeah. Get it. What?
I think that's a very specific Simpsons reference, but I liked it, so that's why we went with it. And today we're finally... It always feels like whenever we get to a part two, for some reason it feels like we...
Just having a rough time.
Spread it out. But yeah, we're finally to season 5, episode 15 of Deep Space Nine, by Inferno's Light. Luckily, there's a recap for everybody in case you forgot what happened. But yeah, we'll just get into it. Are you ready to go?
Just about.
All right.
Okay, now I'm ready.
All right, let's hit play in 3, 2, 1, play. Or not. There. Now I gotta mute my TV.
That might be a good idea.
Well, you get to listen to the sound. I might be a few seconds off. I don't know because of the stupid fucking play on Paramount Plus. But if it gets like bad where I'm making references to things that happened way before, we'll just fucking redo a, countdown. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
You sound a little downhearted.
I'm tired. Bit of a headache. But aside from that, I'm all right.
I have a pain in my side, and I don't know what it is. It's like, you know, when like if you're running, I know it's been a long time for either of us, but you get like a stitch in your side. That's what it feels like. I have no idea what's caused it. Anyway, that's enough of old man corner talking about
their I'm so old
falling apart bodies. Dude, we're both getting there. I saw something the other day where somebody said, remember when you were 25 and you're like, man, I feel old, but then you all of a sudden you're 35 and like, too real, fucker.
Too real.
I do look back at 25 like, what the fuck was I talking about? Yes, I do.
Someone sabotaged the emitter array.
Exactly. Just a nutshell, they weren't able to close the wormhole, so the Dominion fleet came through, Bashir is captured, and the Changeling is on the station, and Martok's alive. I think that's about it, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, one ship versus a fleet of hundreds. Let's go. Well, I guess technically they have the station to back them up, but it doesn't feel like much. Oh, they used the runabouts and the one bird of prey. That's fine. They're good. Oh my god. Like, I always just think about like Ensign Ricky in the background, like, do I have to be here? I really don't want to be here. It's working. I'm going to have to change my uniform once I'm done on shift, if I'm still alive, of course. What? They're heading for Cardassia. Oh my God, Ducat's joining the Dominion fleet. What? So, one of the things the producers said, because like up until this point, we had like the softening of Ducat where he wasn't such an asshole. They knew from like the beginning that they were always gonna go right back. Like his
Yeah.
depart wasn't gonna last. Yes, big bum bum bum.
Bum bum bum.
You could have just gone right into the theme song, by the way. That,
Yeah, I kind of missed my chance there.
oh.
Shit.
This one's the Star Wars. Hey, you were right. This, you know what? I looked up everything and I forgot to look at the date. If you want to know the
You
date,
suck.
just look up at Paramount Plus.
Yeah, you suck.
I was about to make fun of you for not remembering your thing, and then I forgot my thing.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Seems the right way for the world to work.
That's fair. By the way,
Meh.
if you need help, it was February 17th, 1997.
Wow, you're just going to do every job on the show. You don't even need me anymore.
Just that fucking good, dude. It's why you pay me what you pay me.
Yes, you are worth every penny that I pay you.
I get more than one penny? What?
Get a penny and a hay penny.
I've seen only one penny so far. I haven't
Well,
seen any hay.
you got to work harder for your hay.
Oh, well, shit. Well, you know what they say. Hey, goodbye.
Indeed. Oh, I just
All right, well,
realized.
goodbye. I'm leaving.
I just realized I was going to watch Collision before we got started, but I got into playing Fable and completely forgot.
I
So
understand that.
I
That makes
guess I'll
sense.
be watching Collision tomorrow before the pay-per-view. All clear. All right, let's get on that transmitter. So this, I guess, I've never seen the movie. This is taken directly from The Great Escape,
Oh,
having
yeah.
to like work behind a wall. Yeah, it's like one to one because the whole thing is that, well, we're gonna find out, but Ducat has a serious claustrophobia, and the only place he's the only person that can do this. Which I guess the actor that plays Garrick also has a claustrophobia.
Oh, really?
And when they were filming the scenes of him in the crawl space, he had the flu. So he said that in those scenes, there was no acting. I was just there.
So wait, I forget. How long has Bashir been captured at this point?
It's been at least a few months. It goes back to, fuck, I forget how far. But like if you look at his, well, think about it, you look at the uniform, it goes back to before they changed the uniforms, which has been a few, like quite a few episodes at this point. Because that's
Yeah.
still in the old uniform.
But like Garrick and Bashir were still like good friends though before he was.
Yeah, they
Or
were
has
still
or the
having,
friendship not as strong?
I don't know if they kind of pulled apart. Like, I think they showed them together, but there weren't too many scenes with Garrick and Bashir in that time period. It only counts for a few episodes, though. I'd have to go back and watch and see if they
Well,
did
I guess what
anything.
I was curious of is that like if Bashir like I don't remember the last, it's been a while since the last episode, so I don't remember Bashir being like, oh shit.
Yes, the Cardassians have officially joined the Dominion. And so all the Cardassian prisoners are going to be set free.
Yep.
Well, except for... there might be a reason that Garrick is not set free.
Ooh.
So yeah, Gul Dukat has not only secretly got the Dominion to like ally with Cardassia, he's made himself the head of the government.
Yeah.
Also, I love this. They do mention this character detail. I don't know if it's in this episode or a later one, but he continues to call himself Gul, which is a colonel, even though he's like the supreme ruler of Cardassia at this point.
Yeah.
Because he's always quote unquote humble. So the like historical impetus, oddly enough, Germany comes into how they wrote Cardassia a lot. The way that they kind of looked at the Cardassian state of affairs before the Dominion was the Wagner government, the in-between war governments, between World War I and World War II. Mm. And they also kind of modeled this whole joining the Dominion thing based on how Austria basically asked the Nazis to take over. So there's your real life historical context. I don't know why the Nazis and the Cardassians are constantly being put together in the writing room. Who would ever wonder that? No, I don't think the next time you see him, you'll kill him. Although, I don't know if she ever sees him in person again. Now that I think about it, I'm going to have to remember to track that if she ever sees him one-on-one. Oh, wait. Nope, I'm wrong. She does, but that's a whole different thing. It's a whole different kettle of fish. By the way, I want to point out, just because it has been a while, the Dominion fleet going to Cardassia is basically from Sisko's vision from back a few episodes ago, the locusts going to Cardassia. So just more prophety stuff.
And now they did a close-up on Bashir to tell you who it was.
I think, well, we all knew who it was already. But I kind of close up.
Oh, I guess you kind of already know because Bashir's in the prison, but...
Yeah, it has to be a changeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Nice job with the step on the tool.
Yeah.
That's some quick thinking. What? We were just having a game of canasta. Oh, yeah, to remind everybody, especially you, like the Jemadar are trained by fighting the prisoners.
Yeah.
So that's where Worf is going. Also kind of a callback because Worf back in that episode to the death, I think it was to the death, where they work with the Jemadar, he wanted to fight one. So he gets to. Good for him. Hold on, Garrick. I love that character detail that Jemadar ripped out Martok's eye. Fight. It's some really good choreography. Also, it's a good character development because if you watch Worf all the way through, like all the Star Trek, you can see the poses he's using are for martial arts that they've talked about before. Yeah, take 5 minutes. Oh, this guy's really getting the shit kicked out of my wharf.
Good job, Worf.
He was. They're very ready to use the past tense pronouns. Zial, remember when your dad betrayed us and went to join the Dominion?
You know I have to kill you now, right?
Mean, he did try, he tried to take her with him.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, dead is such a
That's a
harsh term.
line.
I mean, to be fair, Dukat thinks he's a hero, so it's not like you're the only one with that delusion.
That's why I'm gonna kill you.
Just slowly pulls up the gun.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Let's think about what Dukat's already done. Oh, that's not good. Oh, this is also just as a wrap-up thing, because it's been unofficial, but this is like the official Klingons in the Federation are like allied again. Because even though it's been happening in the background, part of this with the Dominion going to Cardassia, they're driving out whatever was left of the Klingons in Cardassian space. Yep. I love, like, you're the ruler of an entire empire, and you're like, you need the captain of the station to tell you that this was a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, Gawain was never like the best leader anyway. Please don't remind me. I was really just looking for a quiet place to raise my son. Isn't that right, Dr. Bashir?
Yes, Dr. Bashir.
Why did you say doctor so weird? I don't know,
I don't know.
Dr.
Doc,
Bashir.
Tor, Basher. That's not even how you say my name. Oh, is it?
How would you know? Well, it's my name.
It's my name.
You just have all the answers, don't you, fuckface? I know he's doing sneaky shit, so that's why they like have the lighting the way it is. But I
Yeah.
love the idea that he like somebody could somehow see that the lights were on in the runabout, and that's why he didn't turn them on. Oh no, not the titty grab! No!
Kalima.
I mean, that's the nicer way to do
No,
it.
he just
Like, titty
killed
grab just sounds. Yeah, no, he straight up killed the dude. Well,
Uh-oh.
yeah. Oh God, so many ribs broken. Yeah, come on, Bashir, stop being a pussy.
Yeah.
You know it's bad when you start talking to inanimate objects. Yeah, just a small psychological disorder.
Yeah, this is way worse.
In the book that he wrote, that in Garrick's voice, he goes through his entire life. When he talks about his childhood, he talks about how Tane would like put him like in small dark places as punishment as a child. So like it goes way, way back as far as like him being afraid of like small dark places.
Nope, so much for that.
I'm completely fine. I'm no expert, but I would say he wants to get out. That's a cool camera shot.
That is cool.
Considering that's like the only time we, I think, see that angle, that's like pretty cool that they set that up. You know it's bad when he needs a trauma blanket.
Give him a break.
By the
I
way,
you guys are in prison.
By the way, there is, I don't know exactly, I'm going to have to wait for the episode later. Somebody does address the fact that it's weird that the runabout is just left in orbit. But there is, I don't know if they give a reason, but they do address it. So we'll just have to wait and see what they say. I won't give it more because it has to do with stuff that hasn't even been brought up in Star Trek, as far as you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting with the episode where there's a saboteur on the station. Odo's not actually in the episode. We just hear him mentioned a couple times.
It's not yet much of a choice, Kira. Calm down.
Hey, look. It's our best friend, Duke Goldcat. Maybe it is this episode where he mentions that he's still a gull. That's a fair point. Why are we talking? I really thought he was going to say, we all make mistakes. Yeah, seriously, I don't want to talk to you. I never really liked to begin with.
Got him. Boom, got him.
Oh, so much tension. Like, remember
No,
just a couple weeks ago where everything was still normal? Back here, Dar. I mean, I guess if you kill them all, that would be a good step forward to you guys getting away. I like to think that he literally laid there for like a day or two, not saying anything, and then just got up and was like, okay, I guess it's time. Hello, Dr. Bashir. Oh, like you care about my kids.
Right?
Well, duh. I mean, she's more than like 5 years old because she was already talking by the time they got to the station. So, yeah, I don't think she would be okay with being under threat of siege.
Oh, goddamn you, Basher, you piece of shit.
Wait till you find out what the plan is. It's so much worse than I think you would
I
even imagine.
don't doubt it.
He's always very pessimistic. Well, I mean,
You got the Cardassians.
that's true. And also, the founders have sex of a kind, but nothing that your holo programs would be needed for. The link is sort of like everything rolled into one. Yeah, no honor. The one thing I've always like, well, right there, Martok said they have no honor, but it's always got me is like, even if you beat him at this point, he's killed seven people and you've given him no time to heal. Like, he probably would have beat you if you fought him on day one.
Oh.
I feel like victory is life is more of a like good battle cry. Today's a
Yeah.
good day as like kind of defeatist.
Right.
I love this line. That's just Cardassian love right there.
Yep.
What's up, Jemadar?
Cool. Sir.
I love that Dukat didn't even like it wasn't enough just to leave him in the prison. It's like, no, we're gonna make sure he's dead. Well, that is my butt scratcher, sir.
That's great. I get your butt scratcher. That's great.
Guys, you were way too calm about certain death. I don't like it. Oh, it's been a while since we saw the shots of the runabouts being deployed. It's like they remembered, oh yeah, we got these really cool shots that we don't really use. I wonder if he killed them. I don't know if they ever. Maybe? I can't remember how this exactly ends. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big ass fucking fleet. Well, I'll be a son of a bitch.
Oh.
I told you, butt scratcher. God.
Well, that was just rude.
Hey, that Romulan didn't even have any lines. Garrick, better get busy. Don't know, like they explained it in the last episode, but the reason it's taking so long is he's literally having to input each individual like command.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fuck you, Martok. Is that what you did when you lost your eye?
Worf's about to pull a Randy Marsh right now and be like, I didn't hear no bell.
I thought this was America.
Yeah, after he wins, I want him to be like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was in America. I thought this was a free country.
We need a quiet place to get away. What? I don't know why it's such a problem.
Whoa.
Nice double shot. I love that it's also doubled as a shank. I think that's the first time we've seen Breen really do anything.
Come on, Worf. Come on, Worf Marsh.
The love of God, Worf, stop. You know it's bad when the guy kicking your ass says, wait. This is also, well. This is like the third or fourth time we've seen a honorable Jem'Hadar.
No shit. But
Yeah.
the honorable Jem'Hadar died for no reason.
Pretty much.
That
I
sucks.
mean, he was going to die for no reason anyway.
That's fair. I'm going to heal now if that's okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go pass out for like 7 to 10 weeks. And then once my 30 ribs heal.
Huh. Yeah, they're cloaked.
I mean, technically they could have them, but that's not what's going on. Fine, start shooting blindly. Uh-oh. Yeah, so I was right. Basically, he's going to blow up the sun to destroy the combined fleets of the Klingons, Cardassians, and Federation. I mean, it's a nice, neat little package there.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much ends the war for the Dominion. That's that doesn't come up very often, but that is a callback to the first Star Trek movie where Kirk's Enterprise has to warp inside Earth's solar system to get to the bad guy of the movie. But yeah, apparently warping inside of a solar system is not a good idea. Huh. Yep, that's pretty much what happened. Elaborate trip. And the Romulans, which they probably didn't even plan on. Hey, ZL, what's up?
Excuse me. That's not allowed.
I mean, at least somebody's happy to see him. Now, if I could just take a picture of us making out and send it to your father, that would be delightful.
I enjoyed spending time with him. I knew it. I knew it.
I mean, are you true friends if that's not your only answer? I mean, if you didn't take so long, Worf, it would have been intact. Why'd you take three or 4 days?
Agreed.
Yeah, Martok becomes like basically part of the cast, not in every episode, but
that's cool.
From now on, he's here. Yeah. Especially from like a character that was originally a changeling that was only supposed to be in that like one episode. By the way, that's genocide. Like, you literally just like talked about genocide. I know you don't care to cat, but good fucking God.
I've seen bigger. Oh, I don't like how that was worded. Something about the word again that just doesn't work well nowadays.
Yeah. All right, yeah, so we've officially started the Dominion War.
You know what's crazy? What if, like, since this is back in like the 90s, what if without even realizing it, they made a line of him saying instead make Cardassia great again and had no idea what would happen?
I mean, shit like that happens, so
Like
yeah.
that would have been hilarious. Like, oh God, they knew. Oh, they knew.
I mean, The Simpsons famously had Trump being president
Yeah.
back in like the late 90s, so it happens.
You know what's hilarious is because the reason that the reason why that was made like that is because they thought that was the most ridiculous thing that could possibly ever happen.
Right. Yeah, no, that's true.
Like,
All right,
this
see ya.
we can make this joke because there's no way on God's green earth that would ever happen, am I right?
Like when would a despot ever take over? We did that once. We're done with that now. Yeah. You're right. I don't like that. Yeah, what did you think of the episode and the start of the Dominion War?
Good man, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Worf
So
showing
the
off
next,
how much of a badass he is.
I know it's like, yeah. I think he would have got him if he had gotten up that last time. I think he had him. He was lulling that Jem'Hadar into a false sense of security.
I will say, when you really think about it, I feel like in terms of like martial prowess, they basically kind of established Worf as like one of the greatest melee combatants that was probably ever seen by how he what he just did.
In Next Generation, like he goes and wins tournaments and shit. So yeah, they do. It's been a part of his character that he's basically unstoppable one-on-one in melee fights. Actually, there was something that really funny to me. I know you don't know the original the Next Generation, but in the first season, there was a different security officer named Tasha Yar. She left after the first season because she felt like she wasn't getting enough to do. She just felt like she was just meant to stand there. And I laugh about it all the time because Worf took her place and went on to like just become one of the most ubiquitous characters in Star Trek. What if she had just waited past the first season? It could have been her basically doing all that
Well,
bullshit.
I don't know. Like, what was she? Was she also a Klingon?
No, she was a human woman, but she was from a like planet that like had a crime. It was a lot like Solo, the Star Wars story. It's a lot like that planet is where she grew up, and then she became really good at fighting basically because she had to survive.
Yeah.
So,
I
yeah.
don't
So she
know.
would
My
have been human,
guess
but
is
yeah.
that she wouldn't have been probably presented the same exact way just because Klingons naturally are presented as that kind of thing anyways, and Worf just works out that way.
Yeah, but I think she definitely would have ended up doing a lot more. I think she was very hasty to say, I'm out of here after a season.
No, I'm not saying she wouldn't have
So.
done more. I'm just saying that I don't know if she would have been presented exactly the same as Worf.
That's fair. Yeah. All right, so let's see. The next episode is Dr. Bashir, I presume. Bashir is chosen as the model of Starfleet's next emergency medical hologram doctor. So we actually get a kind of crossover because they do bring in the doctor is Dr. Zimmerman
Oh, that's
to
cool.
like do it. I think this is the episode where we find out something very specific about Bashir. If it is, we'll definitely talk about it because it is a huge character shift that's coming.
Yeah.
But they literally, he had no idea until almost the day of the episode. It's like this thing that affects his whole character is kind of just sprung on him, and it annoyed him that like he didn't know beforehand, so he could play it differently.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, if it's not that episode, it's coming up really, really soon. It's in this season, I believe. All right. So yeah, we're good. This Wednesday will be Psych, the Spelling Bee. We're about to watch that. I did have two funny ideas for Psych. One, obviously, we're going to look for the pineapples. I actually think I'll, because I look up stuff, I'll know where the pineapples are, and I want to see if you can find them. And two, I thought it'd be fun to see how quickly you can figure out who the murderer slash bad guy is in the show, because I'll remember most of them, but I'm wondering like at what point maybe you're like, oh, is it that guy? Just see if you can like beat it before the show tells you who it is.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll do that. And yeah, and then next week we'll be at Chaos Ringside talk about Dynasty, which at this point has not happened yet for us, so I hope it
Whoa.
was good. Woo! All right.
Whoa.
We'll talk to you later. See you soon,
Go
everybody.
Stars.